It makes an awful difference to our community to see us succeeding. A lot of people say Crossmolina punches above its weight. We punch above our weight, maybe as a town, maybe for good reasons and for bad reasons. But we are a community that is strong when we are strong. And yesterday was a very great, obvious case of that. When you saw the people coming out yesterday to celebrate after the team came back from Dublin, a lot of those people, as I said to you, were without power, without water, yet they came out to celebrate in our community because we had achieved such a great event, a great win in Dublin.
Now, you have close family connections with that team. Mikey, the man who spoke and lifted the cup, he's your son.
That's right. Well, I mean, it was a great proud day for us because we had two sons playing on it. We had Patrick came on as a sub goalkeeper and then Mikey as captain. And then, of course, my cousin, young Connor, who played, they played such a great team effort. And, the team, it is a team. And that's what it's all about. It's not about individuals. And they are a great bunch of young lads that will keep a friendship there for the rest of their lives after what they achieved yesterday.
And memories for everyone who watched it and listened to it and will talk about it for the next number of years.
That's the special thing about it. When you look at the programme, you'll keep that programme and people will use that in years to come and say, oh, do you remember that day and do you remember this? And look, it was happy. Now, we are all sad in our own ways after Roisin, and we think of her and her family. I don't think she would like to have heard her name being mentioned in Croke Park yesterday because that's the last thing she would have wanted to be the centre of any attention because she was such a lovely girl and that was not her way, but she deserves all the praise, and Connor as well, for what he did yesterday for his teammates, and that just shows you it was a team effort. And it was a great occasion. Yes, when we see people on our way home from Dublin yesterday without power, without electricity, it sort of brings you back down to reality in one way, because we all are people who care about each other, and that's obvious in our community that people were out there helping. I know that I want to give great praise to everyone praises the ASB and such for their work, but I also want to praise the Mayo County Council staff who go out there and do their work and help people. And I know Irish Water or Éisc Éireann, they have been doing their best. I know the amount of water that has gone up to hospitals in Castlebar, massive big containers. I think I was talking to Sean Kane, who's in charge of the water here, yesterday, and Sean tells me there's over 30 pallets of water gone out around the district to people who are suffering and who need water. So that just tells you the involvement of the council in relation to and Irish Water doing what they're doing.
Michael, just one other historical fact was that when your son lifted the cup yesterday, your father, his grandfather, also had such great glory in Croke Park a while back.
Well, that was always one of the things that we always remembered. In 1957, my father was the captain of the Mayo junior team who won the All-Ireland. So he had the great honour representing Mayo as captain and collecting the cup that year in Croke Park. And I suppose I looked at that and I looked at Mikey yesterday going up to get the cup, and it brought back, I have to say, emotions to me in relation to it, because but my father's involvement with the GAA, and it was nice to have it recognised yesterday by Anuachtarán, Cumann Lú Cascaill, Jared Byrne, when he did reference my father. It was a great honour for us as a family. These are the happy times and we want to celebrate them. I know that the young children, I had three boys behind me at the match yesterday, and to hear them shouting and roaring and calling the lads by their names and calling by their nicknames, they were addressing Connor as Lofty, come on Lofty, and those were the special things for those young people growing up, that they'll always remember those days, and they will go out and they, with the help of God, will achieve a lot of great in things, whether it's in football or in other sports or in their life, that might help them go forward in life.